Nice to meet you, Mr. Speaker. My name is CM. Do you like jazz?
Yes, I like jazz. But I don't play jazz. I'm not a jazz musician.
I am Emma. Mr. Speaker, is jazz still very popular in New Orleans?
Yes, it's very popular in New Orleans. In the French Quarter, which is the oldest portion of New Orleans, there are many clubs where they play jazz. And sometimes, well, you're too young to go into the clubs because you have to be 21 to go into the clubs. But if you're in New Orleans and you just walk on the streets of the French Quarter, you almost always hear jazz being played. Tell me your name.
Jules?
Yes.
What's your favorite jazz song?
The favorite jazz song, I would think, would have to be Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans?
What a band. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Marina speaking, has changed.
Well, yes, there are all different styles of jazz, and the New Orleans jazz style has evolved through the earliest periods when people were doing more ragtime type of jazz to Louis Prima and Louis Armstrong and their forms of jazz, and now there are two movements now. One is to reinvigorate the old style of jazz from before Louis Armstrong and to perform more in that style. And then there's a new jazz that is very, very popular, and it's got lots of parading music and lots of very much dance music. And it's popular, especially around Mardi Gras, when we have parades and you hear it.
Yes. My name is Lisa. Do you know the book Little Lou by John Clavery?
No, I don't know that book. No?
Little Lou is a little boy and he plays piano with Memphis Slim. One day Ray Slide is going to shoot in her hand, and Little Lou is going to replace that.
Little Lou is little boy. He's black, moving in the north of America.
The story takes place in the 1920s in the United States of America.
I'm Matilda. Does the Bird Nest Club exist?
I don't know. Well, of course, bird nests exist, but I don't know of a bar called the Bird's Nest.
My name is Trista. Where is New Orleans?
But if you think of the map of the United States, North America is really big at the top, and then it comes down a little bit, and then you've got Mexico over here, and you've got Florida. You've got Mexico over here, and you've got Florida. In the east is Florida. And there's this big, almost a circle, that's the Gulf of Mexico. And down the center of the United States is the Mississippi River. Right, the Mississippi River is very, very important. It's one of the biggest ports in the world. Right? And New Orleans is near the mouth of the Mississippi River, almost at the Gulf of Mexico. So that's a description.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. See you again.